accession number 18619, Real 8.
It halted for a minute, and all the main printers out of the works came and bowed and paid homage. So eventually we went on, but it was a weary journey out to Toadingbeck, but we had quite a good ceremony there, and came away very sad. Well, that was one thing that happened in the 30s, and of course my position was getting a bit dicey. I'd been promoted to the executive grade, and and that's a transfer office to India Store Department, Belvedere Road. Now, I forget when that was. I think it must have been the late 30s when that place was bombed. What happened was that the bombing became rather hectic during the 1930s, and our friends Nat and Lily Mason, they were got in touch with their Oxford, some relatives near Oxford, and arranged to go and stay there during the bombing. And they were kind enough to ask whether Flo would like to go down there for safety's sake. I thought it was very gracious of them to include her. That was arranged, and they went down there. And Nat and I carried on. Matter of fact, I used to sleep in his house, in the Bell's house. His house was on a bit of a hill, and there was a veranda outside the dining room, and underneath there was a place for digging out and form a sort of a shelter, and he and I slept there together with Lily's mother, who didn't want to come out away from town at all. And we used to sit in there every night, and it only went on for several weeks because on Friday nights, Nat and I always used to go down to Oxford to spend our week with our wives, and every weekend, like, with our wives, and on one particular weekend, we've been going out several weekends, and one weekend we came back from on the Monday morning, and I said cheerio to Nat, because he always used his car, which was fortunate. I said cheerio to him in York Road, so he went on to, I think, Queen Victoria Street, where his headquarters were then. I went down Chichely Street to Belvedere Road to go into the India Store Department, and much to my amazement, I saw they'd been hit by a bomb, and it was in a state of chaos. car got in there and looked round, and the other people were there, and they were trying to sort out all the official work that was lying around, getting it all pieced together, and the floors were in a terrible state. I helped in getting the place ship shape, and we carried on there for quite a while, and eventually they decided that we would have to evacuate, and arrangements were made for us to go to Blackpool on the 29th of October, that was 1930. And it must have been towards the end, about 37, 38, and like that. Anyway, we arrived in Blackpool, and I had to lock up my home and all that, and Flo was away, and we were all sixes and sevens. But however, we eventually got to Blackpool, assembled in the main office there late afternoon, and then there had been an advance guard of staff who'd been around arranging for sleeping quarters, lodgings around, and places have been found enough to house. Of course, Blackpool was a place that was shrouded with lodgings because of the holiday periods, and we were allocated to certain houses and take a long way to do ourselves, and had to settle down and started work and get sort of laying ourselves out in the office, and because I was working on the establishment then in assisting to place people and that, and because again quite a lot of knowledge about flats and lounges and God knows what. However, we soon basically got established there, and we started digging in to take advantage of the amenities in Blackpool. We always said when we got there that Blackpool had apparently signed a peace treaty with Hitler, because they had no incidents at all. So the dance halls were still going, the theatres, and the cotton towns used to send their holiday makers to Blackpool, Wakes Weeks as they used to call them, and there's all the merriment going on there. But it's not the kind of life that I wanted anyway. That we had a little entertainment of our own, used to arrange for concerts and whist drives and whatnot, and eventually, I'm going on a bit now, but eventually we were approached from some organisation who were arranging a voluntary land army, There was the permanent one, and a lot of women took that up. And the reason was for volunteers to go and help local farmers in their farm work during the weekend. And would we be interested in sending parties up? Of course, they had to come to me. I was on the East Cemetery, and I was a bloke to be seen. I advertised, put a note out on the notice board, and soon got quite a crowd of people anxious to help. It was far better than hanging about in Blackpool all the weekend. And we used to go out and do haymaking. At the early stage, we do a lot of weeding and that, and planting. Did a bit of planting in the earlier stages of the year. And that went on. Then we arranged for a weekend party to go down out to Derbyshire somewhere. You could demonstrate a state, I think, of what is some help for the weekend. I managed to get a dozen girls to go out for that. They were down the Friday evening after work, and on the Saturday they rang me up and told me how comfortable it was there. There was a lovely camp and a lovely sleeping accommodation. And what about me going down to help out? Well, I got permission to leave early on the Saturday, because we worked on Saturdays in those days. I got permission to work, to leave early, and caught the 12:20 from Blackpool, arrived at, where was that place there? I forget the name of the place. And helped out in the, what they were doing. They were doing a lot of, I think that was the years. It was sort of harvest time, you know, the long corn cutting, and they would get in stooking and generally helping out, and they fed us well, and put some amusement. Well, they didn't put any amusement on. We went to the local pub actually, and then on the Sunday we went and did some more work. And about 6 o'clock we went out to say cheerio and walked on to our started returning back to the Blackpool. Meant going to Crewe and changing there, get a train through to. Anyway, we did it, and they were thankful, and so we went on and on, and soon after that, that was one thing.